Lucian's bones spoke of the storm hours before it came. It was always that way with him, his body telling him things before they happened. Sometimes he listened, sometimes he didn't. Tonight, he was all ears. But it wasn't just the storm. Something else was coming, and it frightened him. And Lucian didn't frighten easily, not even when those two men had attacked him with that Sarantan knife and left him for dead. It was how he was rescued that disturbed him the most. It was also how he had sensed the presence of something following him around for the last several months. He thought maybe it was some kind of a poltergeist, but Lucian hadn't felt threatened by it. A poltergeist he could understand, maybe even appreciate, but this new something upset him. He stood in the center of a long alleyway between two warehouses, casting his gaze upward so he could watch the storm clouds creep across the night sky until they had entirely engulfed the stars and the moon. That's the way it was with darkness. It always destroyed light. A sharp pain scratched at Lucian's stomach, like a rat gnawing on a piece of leather. The pain, like always, gave him comfort, though he never understood why. All he knew was that pain had become his constant and only companion for centuries. Lucian knew nothing else in life but pain and suffering. The concept of hope was foreign to him and belonged in a world that was not his. He wondered if somewhere within his suppressed memories he would find the answer to his self-inflicted torture. But the pain always intensified whenever he tried to recall his forbidden past. A lightning bolt tore across the night sky. There was no sound, though it was quick and electrifying. His hair stood on end. The salty smell in the air filled Lucian with anticipation as he waited for the monstrous storm overhead to release its fury. A sudden clicking of heels against asphalt startled him, and he dropped his gaze away from the contentious storm. In the same instant, his nose picked up on a new scent. It was the aroma of the oncoming storm, but laced with the fragrance of budding lilacs. A tall, thin woman walked confidently past the old train station next to the marina, a large bag swinging carelessly at her side. She casually looked around as if she had nowhere to be, and wasn't in any hurry to get there. The time was 1 o'clock a.m. A cold breeze pushed its way through the streets, twisting the hair around the woman's face. It was his passion to watch approaching storms, the way darkness crept silently over the sky, building in pressure, and finally climaxing into an explosion of bright luminosity and thunderous roars. But tonight, the sight of the extraordinary woman strolling aimlessly through the filth of the city captivated him. He silently moved away from the back of the alley, still safely within the dark shadows, in order to keep watching her. She was exquisitely beautiful. Lucian thought she was more beautiful than any other woman he had ever encountered. Her long golden hair hung in loose curls to the middle of her uncovered back. Despite the distance between them, Lucian could see her eyes were a rare sea-green color. The color reminded him of a deep tide pool he found once in Ireland that had been filled with open oyster shells. When the light from the sun touched the shells' polished surface, they gave the water the most glorious shade of green he'd ever seen. Until now. He thought it strange that she would make him think of Ireland, his birthplace. The woman stopped suddenly, directly in front of the alleyway entrance, which was only 3 feet across, wall to wall. Her jade eyes peered inside, a small smile playing at the corners of her mouth. Lucian pressed himself against the building as if she could see him. That's ridiculous. No human eyes could see him. It was much too dark, especially with the clouds overhead. He took a deep breath and relaxed more fully into the night. He must have imagined the smile, for she had already turned away and was headed back the way she came. Lucian didn't want to hurt her, but he felt it necessary to scare her senseless.